Gracias, presidente.
Thank you, President. I wasn't able to be here this morning, so I'd like to extend greetings to you all and total support to you as you chair this group. Our colleague from Venezuela raised very important issues. Today, there is another anniversary, if you like. It's been called in the past the meeting between cultures, or was it a clash of cultures? It basically was a genocide. It was a genocide perpetrated by the colonialists today. Let's not forget this particular day. Yet again, I'd like to thank you, sir, for the way you are steering us in our work here. We support this mechanism. It's all the more important because of the increase of the violation of rights against rights of people of African descent, an awful lot of anti-immigrant demonstrations as well that we're seeing, particularly in developed countries. It's vital that we combat supremacist speech, hate speech, all forms of hatred, and particularly what we're seeing being perpetrated and spoken and said by leaders. And it's true that some panelists have mentioned that in particular. We are firmly committed to implementing actions in order to recognize and acknowledge the contribution of people of African descent to our societies, particularly as part of this decade. Our country has developed many activities as part of this, leading civil society in Cuba as well. We also have our national plan against racial discrimination. Its implementation is supervised no less than by the president of Cuba. We are going to always stand firm in combating racial discrimination and combating discriminatory actions that may indeed exist in other countries as well.